Welcome to the podcast of Matthew McCullough. And here's your host, Matthew McCullough.
Hello, everyone. I am Matthew McCullough. And that was my new intro. The music was Yellow Card, Lights and Sounds, and that voice. And my special guest for today was my beautiful girlfriend, Bernadette.
Hello.
Bernadette's a little nervous, this being her first podcast, so we're going to cut her a break. Today is the first podcast I'm doing, which isn't on audio. So I'm putting a little bit more effort, but I think it's going to turn out a little bit nicer. So right now, I'm not recording in audio. I'm recording in Audacity. I'm going to upload it to Our Media. And then it'll make it to my blog, and then it's going to look exactly the same on my site. Just everything I'm doing in the back is going to be different, so I hope it's going to be nicer.
Me too.
Okay. Alright. What's next on the notes?
What's blog mad?
What's
blog mad?
It's a very good question. If you look at the referral section on my blog, there's a new link for something called Blog Mad, which is something I've been, I don't know when I put my blog on it, but I put my blog on it earlier this week. It's basically a service where you sign up for Blog Mad and you get, I think, 25 free credits. And credits can do you anything. You can play games with them, you can play a lottery type game, but basically credits get people to your blog. The more credits you have, the more people come and look at your website. And however you earn them, it doesn't matter how you earn them. You're going to earn them no matter what, how you use BlogMan, and people just come to your site. And so it's basically a free way to get traffic to your site. And I'm pretty happy with it so far. I was using it on Friday during towards the end of my shift at work. And I got three comments from people that were using BlogMad. So far, I think it's having a pretty good effect on my blog. What do you think?
You just burped. We had breadsticks for lunch.
Yes, we had leftover pizza and breadsticks. Alright, I think that's enough about BlogMad then. Bernadette, would you like to talk about your computer? That's next on the notes.
Oh, yeah, my computer's broken. It has a virus. It's really sad. I have to go take it in to the virus clinic, and I'm having the microphone shoved into my face, and it's really, really weird. But, yeah, my computer's broken, so that's why I haven't been online or why I haven't updated my blogger or anything, so hopefully by Tuesday it'll get fixed, because I'm taking it to where Matt works, and they're going to do a virus scan, because right now it won't even start up, and that's really stupid.
Yeah, you're also getting the blue screen of death.
The blue screen of death isn't very nice. It has some computer gibberish, and then at the end it says, beginning process of physical memory dump, and that doesn't sound too nice. It kind of scares me.
The blue screen of death is named such.
BOS.
BSOD.
Oh,
blue screen of death. Because it's a screen of death.
Yeah.
It's not pretty.
No. No, it's not pretty.
Okay. So, yeah. Don't expect Bernadette to be online anytime before Tuesday. And, yeah. Alright. Coming up next, we have housing and classes sign up are coming on. When is it?
I think it begins April 12th.
Yeah, April 12th for housing, I think, and classes start on the 10th.
Yeah, it sucks. I hate it.
What are you doing for housing next year?
I am living with my international friend, Rhiannon. Hopefully, we're going to live in Russ, because I don't want to go to the village, and I don't have the money to afford it right now. The village are the apartments here. And so, yeah, we're just going to move over to the building next to mine right now, and that'll be cool, I hope. It'll be weird having a roommate that doesn't go home on the weekends, because she can't exactly commute home. It would be kind of long. And
where does she live?
She lives in Holland right now. What? Oh, yeah. She lives in Holland. Well, she's from England, but her family moved around a lot, and right now her family's in Holland. So, yeah.
Do you know what your sweet mates are going to be like or anything? Any plans for that?
I wish we could have plans for that, but the way it's set up is that each suite has a double room and a triple room, and those two rooms share a bathroom. And so the people that we wanted to have a suite with, Elise and Kat, they're also looking for a double. They don't want a triple either. So unless we can somehow miraculously get two doubles in a suite, I don't think it's going to happen. And we're probably just going to have to find out who our suite mates are on move-in day. Hopefully it won't be like Rhiannon's suite mates are now, because one of them is a Chinese nudist who is really, really messy in the bathroom, and I'm not going to get into that because it's really gross.
This show is trying not to earn the explicative tag on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
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 So, for those of you who don't know, on campus, there's basically, there's three sections of campus, really, you can live. There's the section I live on, which is kind of the newer section.
It's ghetto. It sucks.
Okay, that's enough. Yes, it's kind of dirty on that side of campus, but it's the newer side of campus. It's the one with the most recent constructions of dorms. There's four dorms over there, and I live in one of them. And then there's the section Bernadette lives on, which is the more older side of campus. So there's two dorms. There's the one she lives in now, and then there's the one that she's trying to move into, and I'm actually going to try to live in there, too.
Maybe you should tell them that one of them was rebuilt.
Which one was
Russ.
Rebuilt? Russ? Russ wasn't rebuilt. It was just renovated from an academic building.
Yeah, well, it obviously looks that way. It looks different than Freeman does right now. And they were both... Isn't Russ older than Freeman?
Yeah. But it's just... they were just offices in there. And they just gutted it and turned it into a residence hall.
They still did some work on it since then.
But I'm just saying it's the same building.
Okay, alright, whatever. Fine.
It's the same on the outside. Anyways... I'm going to try to live there with my friend Eric. And who else is coming? Elise and Kat are trying to live in Freeman, right?
Yeah, I don't know what Jay is doing.
Jay and Brandon want to live... I'm not sure where they want to live, but they want to live not in Bone. No one wants to live in...
Nobody wants to live in Bone anymore.
Yeah, basically we're all trying to get out of the side of campus that I'm on right now. It's not that pretty.
No. Oh, I think Matt Papa and, what's-his-face? Goody are coming to Russ,
maybe.
Oh,
that's right. Okay.
Goody is really funny.
You're probably not going to hear much of him on this show, because we're trying not to earn the explicative tag. So that should give you a hint as to what Goody's like.
Yeah.
Okay. He talks about naughty things.
Very naughty.
Alright. Classes...
I hate how they do classes here, because at Monmouth you could just go in the first week of the semester and just sign up for your classes. Well, actually, that's how they did it for freshmen, but then, like, once for upperclassmen, once the semester started, you could just go online and sign up for classes whenever, and I know that there were probably problems with that, but here the priority stuff really sucks, because, like, people who have one credit more than you can have a whole day more to sign up for classes, and that makes all the difference. No, because we were talking to Rhiannon today, and one person who had, like, one more credit than she did got to sign up the day before her. Even an hour makes a difference, because if a class that you're looking for fills up within that hour, then it blows. Yeah.
Monmouth is the school you went to last year. You transferred from Monmouth to here.
Yes. It was really bad over there. Well, it wasn't really bad. It was definitely prettier than it is here, but there were reasons for that, because everybody and their mom had money, so... And I don't.
It's also a smaller campus.
It was a smaller campus. I don't know which I like better. I don't know. Because here it takes me, like, half an hour to walk to your car if I want to drive somewhere, and over
there... Take the
bus. I'm not taking the bus. That'll take me even longer.
Yeah, the parking situation, we'll talk about that. Or do you want to talk about it today?
We can talk about it today. Oh, man.
Different section, though. Yeah, the way that we do classes here is, They put the billable classes online, and then they give us a priority based on how many credits we have. It usually varies by day and hour, depending on how many credits you have. I haven't checked one yet. Mine's probably really bad. It always is.
I hope mine's better this year, because I have to get into a few classes to fulfill my major, and I'm only like 12 credits away from fulfilling my major, so that would be really cool if maybe I could get it all done next semester. I don't know. We'll see.
I was actually talking to John. You remember John, my old roommate?
Yes.
There's a class I have to take from my major called Linear Algebra, and in the fall, there's only one section of it. It's once a week at 8:45 p.m.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if I want to take it next semester, or if I want to wait. What do you think?
I don't know. Is it, like, graphing and stuff? Like, x plus 2 equals, like, 3y or something?
See, that's
like
the thing.
That.
It doesn't matter to me what the class is. It's the time. I can take any class, really. I hate once a week after the mythology class I have this year. This semester I have that once a week.
Well, think about it. What if you had one class a day that met once a week, and so you would only have this one class a day, and you'd only have to go to class for 3 hours? Like,
but what if I have work at 8 o'clock the next morning? I'd have to be in bed 45 minutes before the class got out.
Yeah, that's true. Well, then you just ask your employer not to put you in on that day, or at least not early. I don't know, that's what I would do.
See, I want to get my classes done, I just don't want to take this. It's just the worst possible time.
I know. That is the worst possible time. I don't know what I want to do next semester. I don't know if I want to take late classes again, or if I want to take early classes and then just get them over with in the morning. But I want to stay up and do stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah, I've been okay with my classes so far this semester. I've been getting up earlier than usual, but I've been handling it a little bit better.
Well, that's because you have all 11:30 classes.
I have work at 8 and 10.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true. I would never be able to work at 8. I don't remember the last time I got up that early.
You know, campus opens at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. My roommate has a 7 o'clock a.m.
If I had a 7 o'clock class, because I usually wake up 2 hours before my classes, I have to wake up 5 a.m.
Oh, my God.
I have to go to bed at 9 p.m.
That's the time my parents go to bed.
It's not even quiet hours at 9 p.m.
I know. Oh, well.
I'm never taking a 7 a.m. class.
Well, actually, I heard from people that if you go to bed late, like really late, and you just have a 7 a.m. class, it's easier to get up for a 7 a.m. class when you go to bed late than it is for an 8:30 class. Because then you'll just go to the class and then come back and go to bed.
Yeah. But then you lose everything you learned. Kind of.
Not really. You sleep on it.
Okay. Alright, you want to talk about parking?
Parking, oh yeah. Parking is really bad here. There's only one parking lot near my side of campus that guests can park in. Well, actually, no, not even.
Well, there's two metered parking lots.
Yeah,
there's
a faculty
parking lot. There's
two metered parking lots, but if you want to drive your car over here during the week, then you'd have to pay for it, and that defeats the whole purpose of having a parking permit here.
Well, there's two metered parking lots. There's that faculty one, because the backside of it, Russ is the admissions office. There's the residence lot, which goes behind Russ, in front of Russ.
Which I heard is really bad anyway, because people who don't have permits for that parking lot, and I know a few people who don't and do this anyway, they park there anyway, and so they take up all the spaces, and people who actually did pay for parking here on this side of campus come back and they can't find any parking, so you know, you're kind of stranded for options, because the only other choice you have is to go all the way on the other side of campus and park in lot 22.
Yeah, that's the lot I park in, because I'm on the newer side, the expansion towards Route 46 and whatever, and there's between where my dorm is and where I'm allowed to park overnight. There's lot 19, there's lot
20,
23. No, 23 is after 22. Yeah.
21, it's that
21,
one.
20.
Yeah.
And then there's the new construction. And then I can park overnight. And that's all downhill from the backside of Linton. And I'd estimate that's like a quarter mile.
From your dorm to...
how far do you think that is from my dorm?
You're probably right. Maybe a little less than a quarter mile. I don't know.
It's a long distance to walk all the way uphill. That hill. Especially.
Yeah.
But the new construction projects, the Kasser Theater, the Red Hawk Deck, well, not the Red Hawk Deck, but Kasser Theater and University Hall, they're both taking up existing parking lots. And now the new Student Activity Center is taking up another parking spot. That's a huge parking lot that they took up. They took up half of like Lot 21 and then all of that other parking lot. That lot doesn't even exist anymore.
What do you think will be the next lot to go?
Well, I heard that they're going to build another parking garage to compensate.
They should.
And that's going to be behind Floyd Hall, which is the ice rink.
The only thing with the parking garages is that they're more expensive. And I mean, like, even... It doesn't... Like, if you get a job and you have to pay for parking, you're probably going to end up paying, like, $400 for, like, a year or whatever. But, you know, for a college student, $400 for parking for a year is a lot. So we really depend on having our parking really cheap. And if you park in the parking deck, you have to pay around $200 a month. And I don't know. It's a lot.
It's not $200 a month.
How much is it?
It's $200 per year.
It's not $400 a year. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant. A year.
It's right now, it's $50 for a surface permit, $250. For the Red Hawk deck permit. And how much was it for the transit deck?
$130 something. Because I was going to buy that one.
So right now we only have two parking decks to compensate for all these lost surface lots.
One of them isn't even ours. It's New Jersey Transit's, but we can use it. Because freshmen can park there and that's where they do.
Yeah. And I forgot that the new child care center took up parking.
Oh, I didn't even realize that was a parking lot before.
Yeah. Because they just built it on top of it.
Well, what are you going to do? I wish they could, like, start building elsewhere and not take up parking, but we live on a cliff, so we can't really extend our area.
We can't extend anything. I mean, we can... Those houses across Normal Avenue that have really no... purpose. We could just combine.
There are actually offices there. Actually, if they change.
But there are offices in these houses.
Yeah, I know.
We should. I mean, they're historical and whatever. Because there's that one house, that's like the picture of. That was taken. The picture. You know, that old picture of the Montclair Normal School?
Mm-hmm.
Like the first ever picture of Montclair University.
Yeah.
Was taken on the front porch of that house.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's what I think, anyways.
Maybe one day. And I will go out and we'll get pictures so you guys can have visuals of this. And we'll make a nice map and everything for you guys. That'll be cool.
Put it on Google Maps.
Yeah, we'll put it on Google Maps.
We can. So yeah, we're kind of starving for parking spaces right now. More so than last semester. I thought last semester was bad. And then they took up the construction site for the Student Activity Center.
I thought parking at Monmouth was bad.
Parking at Monmouth? Get out of here. Parking at Monmouth, you walk out your front door and you got, like, too many parking spaces. You could you could camp out in the parking lots.
Yeah, you could. It was still a long distance. Because you know how, like, you get used to it? And if you get used to having parking right outside of your front door, then you don't want to have to park, like, across the street.
Oh my god, I'm not parked in my garage anymore with my BMW 5 Series.
Oh, I'm so spoiled. That's it.
Yeah, because Montclair is a bigger campus than Monmouth. That's why we have problems with parking. And we're like gigantic commuter school. Have you ever been on the Facebook, what is it, like the trends? There's like the trends for your school and then there's trends for all of my, Facebook.
Okay.
You know what the hometown for Montclair, the number one hometown, is?
What?
Clifton.
Oh, yeah, duh. People can just walk here.
That's what I'm saying. All our school lives in Clifton, which is basically where the school is.
Yeah, just so you guys know, Clifton is like the town next to Montclair, but actually part of the university lies in Clifton. It's really weird.
Most of the campus isn't even in Montclair.
Yeah, most of the campus isn't even in Montclair. It's in Little Falls, Clifton, and Montclair. Or even, is it Montclair or is it Upper Montclair?
Upper Montclair is just trying to be a different town, but it's the same. It's still Montclair.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to separate themselves because they think they're better than everyone else.
Like New Providence and Murray Hill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, that's enough for parking. Alright, last section on the notes here, we have the normal review. This is all you.
Okay, well, the normal review is the literary magazine on campus, and we are coming out with our publication next month. If anybody from Montclair State is listening to this, I expect everybody to go out and get a copy. They're completely free. You guys already missed the submission deadline for this semester, but you can still keep submitting because it'll be considered for next semester. And yeah, I think I might have gotten a poem in, and I think I got 2 pictures in. Matt got 3 pictures in, but I'm not sure if all of them will be published, because there's a limit as to how many things you can get published. So yeah.
Joining the normal review?
I'm sorry, what?
If someone wants to join.
Someone wants to join, they just show up. In Dixon 270. Yeah, that's right. But it would
when?
Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. But it would be kind of pointless to show up now, because all we're doing is, we only have 1 more week of layout, and then it's going into publication, so a lot of the stuff that we'll be talking about in meetings to come will be purely business related. So, but you're welcome to show up, even if you want to.
Alright. I think that I'll do it for this episode 3 of the podcast. If anyone wants some details about how I changed the format around, you can just ask me, or I might post details or something. But I think that I'll do it. So this has been Matthew McCullough's podcast, episode number 3. I'm Matthew McCullough.
And I'm Bernadette Marciniak.
And we'll see you guys later.